Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was special. It was special. And, you know, I just want to thank, you know, the Kraft family, Robert, Jonathan, all of them, Danny, all those guys, Josh, just for the opportunity and really for not really, you know, getting in the middle of anything that we do football wise. They've pretty much turned the keys over to Elliot and myself and the rest of the staff. And I'm just appreciative of the opportunity. And I'm glad that, you know, we came in here today and represented the Krafts in a good light.
Gerard Mayo, following his first victory as head coach of the New England Patriots. He's only the fifth Patriots head coach to win their first game. Bill didn't do that.
How do you like that?
It was Pete Carroll, Ron Meyer, Dick McPherson. I'm trying to remember who the other
one.
One
of the best ones.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who the other one was now off the top of my head.
Love it.
But he's only the fifth one to do it. And yeah.
Parcells, right? Because he had the Bills. Remember, we were talking Bledsoe last week.
Not Parcells.
Yeah.
Again, definitely not Bill Belichick. They win in Cincinnati yesterday. It's the same place where the Krafts got their first win as owner of the Patriots way back when. So a good win yesterday for the Patriots, 16-10. We're going to talk to Hunter Henry on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI momentarily.
Yes.
He's going to join us here right out of the chute on Jones and Keefe. We're going to talk to Juwan Bentley little after noontime. So mark those down. And our football coverage here on Jones and Keefe brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We're already getting some texts here, 37937. It's obviously beat up Bill Day at WEEI.
No, it's not.
Between Chris Curtis, who we'll get to this in misleading,
okay,
coming up at 11:45.
Right.
Chris, I guess, was really hammering home the Patriots are better off without Bill.
All right. Well, they are 1-0.
It says you clowns, are beating up on him. It's absolutely sickening.
Ouch.
Here's what I'll give to Mayo, and you said this right off the top, Keith. They had the number 3 pick, didn't play a snap, Drake May. Let me double check what Jalen Polk actually played for snaps. I know he had one catch for 6 yards, which outproduced Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, my God. Which, I know my guy Harrison Jr. didn't.
Which I feel pretty
Polk
good about.
Polk had 54% of the snaps.
Oh, so that's actually a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, 35 out of the 65 Polk was out there
okay.
for.
Okay. He didn't do much when he was out there.
No. Well, they didn't throw the ball much.
No, fair.
You know?
So, you know, basically your first two picks, and all offseason were like, May, Polk could be your next Burrow and Chase potentially. To exaggerate it a little bit.
Oh, well, they look kind of like him yesterday.
They look like the Burrow and Chase from yesterday. That's true. And so Mayo got a ton out of the Bill guys yesterday.
Yep.
Yo, look who was flying around. Jonathan Jones with the big hit. Joe Cardona's bombing down the field and forcing a fumble. They signed Duggar.
Schooler.
Schooler's
everywhere.
They signed Duggar, which I wasn't a huge fan of. Ramondre Stevenson. Like, everybody who performed well yesterday. Keon White is a Bill draft
pick.
Onwenu
had a good game.
They're all Bill guys. Yep. And Mayo got more out of them yesterday than Bill had now for a few years.
Yeah, I just think it was one of those, it was time to move on. You know, it's not a slap in the face to Bill's entire run here. Like Terry Francona is another example. At the end of Terry Francona's time in Boston, it was time. The message wasn't getting through or whatever. Like, clubhouse had changed. Does that mean he was a bad manager with them, or he was a bad manager going forward? No. He went to Cleveland, had a lot of success.
Just like means it was time.
Yeah, there's like a shelf life. In some sports, it seems like it might be quicker than others. I mean, Bill Farr extended any kind of shelf life you have in any of the professional sports for 20-plus years. It was just time for a change, especially because he was the only guy, excuse me, in the NFL that had total control, had roster, player, staff, everything was just through him. And when you have multiple bad seasons and really no end in sight, it was time to move on. But I think one real positive is it seems like Gerard Mayo, even though he was by no means the unanimous selection amongst the fan base, it seems like the players are on board. It's one game, but the players are pretty pumped to be playing for Gerard Mayo,
no,
it seems
and I agree. You say it's one game. It's true. It's easy when you're 0-0, I said all offseason.
Yeah.
Never mind now when you're 1-0. But guys were saying they're ready to run through a wall for Gerard Mayo. And yep. I think you saw that yesterday.
Gatorade bath.
We haven't even talked about that.
A nice little Gatorade bath.
That was a nice Gatorade bath yesterday for Gerard Mayo. And so the Patriots were ready to run through a wall for their coach. And we can get to this later on. It feels like the Bengals were the opposite. Like they're all like 1 foot out the door on that organization, it felt like, given some of the contractual squabbles. So that was a big difference yesterday, along with the Patriots setting a tone and an edge, which we saw all day long. It's Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We're joined on a Patriots Monday by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, how we doing? How's it feel to be 1-0 to start a year?
Feels good, man.
Some of us were not necessarily counting you guys and giving you a big chance in that game yesterday. I know Gerard Mayo has come out and said he doesn't pay a lot of attention to the narratives, the conversations outside the building. Do you have a message to anybody who's been doubting the Patriots?
It's one game, man. But, you know, obviously we don't like to listen to everything, but you can't ignore it also. I mean, obviously we were underdogs and everybody saw us as underdogs around the league. And so it was just a chance for us to go out there and prove ourselves. We know what we have in this building. We know what we have, like, just – internally here, we know the work we put in, so it was just time to go out there and put it on the field.
Hunter, you ended up having one of the biggest plays on offense, and it wasn't a touchdown. It could have been, but it was a near pick in the end zone, but you had to go from offense to defense kind of in a split second. Can you take us through that play?
Yeah, it was just a corner route. You know, Cove's got pressured, so it was a tough throw. I probably could run my route a little better, so it's something I'm going to learn from week one and hopefully apply to the rest of the season. But, yeah, I mean, there's different things I could have probably done better. But at the same time, at that point, I mean, that was a big play in the game. Just needed to find a way. Honestly, I was trying to wrestle it away, see if I could catch it or grab it, snatch it away. But, you know, that was a big play so that we could get points.
You guys had a huge final drive with Ramondre Stevenson getting the ball time and time again, just running it right down the Bengals' throats. How does that feel to be out there and running the football the way you guys did all day yesterday and especially to close out a game?
Oh, it was huge. You know, in the past, I just feel like we hadn't been able to finish a game in a while, you know, with the ball in our hands and, you know, end it on our terms. So that was a huge feeling for us. I mean, our offensive line really came off the ball, played well. Madre ran really, really hard. You know, it's easy when you have a guy like Madre who's running like he is to block for him because he just needs a sliver and just a little bit of space, and he's going to make it work. So, you know, credit to those guys. I mean, they play their tails off.
What's it like going on the road in an environment which has the, you know, chance to be really, really loud and just going crazy for their team, but then kind of shut them up? And it felt like for a lot of that game, they were the fans in Cincinnati were pretty quiet.
Yeah, I mean, it was it definitely was hostile, especially early. I mean, honestly, even once they started coming back a little bit in the second half, it was definitely rowdy in there. But, you know, road games are always fun, man. You can always thrive in them. It's just, honestly, you and your boys against everybody in that whole place. So you got to kind of thrive on that, and you got to love it.
Talking to Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. I was reading some of the Twitter reaction post-game. Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald described the locker room as an absolute scene. And I think he was on the outside listening, but music blaring, cheers, chants. What was the scene inside the locker room like after starting 1-0 yesterday in Cincinnati?
Just a ton of excitement, man. We put a lot of work in. So, you know, we go out there to win football games and to get a big win on the road. In this league, it's tough to do. And to start the year off 1-0 is always a good thing.
I don't know what kind of relationship you have with Mike Gesicki, but can you give him any crap for doing the gritty on a non-touchdown?
Nah, man, I talked to him after the game, before and after the game, but, man, that was tough. Honestly, from my eyes, I thought he pulled it down, so I was just like, man, that was a tough grab. But thankfully, they called it the other way for our sake. But, you know, Mike's a great player, man. I loved playing with Mike last year. Really enjoyed my time with him.
You working on any touchdown celebrations? Anything? Not necessarily the gritty, but you got any good celebrations planned?
Nothing planned, man. I learned early on, man. You plan too much for myself, at least. You plan too much, you might not get in there. So you do too much planning for the celebration, you're probably not going to get in the end zone. So you know, I try to just focus on the structure of trying to get into the end zone first.
Well, congrats to your SEC as well. The latest poll, with the addition of Texas joining the SEC, six of the top seven teams in the country are all in the SEC. So, yeah, you're not joking about big boy football there.
Yeah, I know. Arkansas, unfortunately, man, we freaking were up 24-7 on the road or something like that. Come back. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, golly, that was tough. That was a tough Saturday, whatever. I missed, like, the whole second half when we were taking off on the plane to go to Cincy, we were up. I was like, man, this could be nice when we land. Then we land and we lost. I'm like, oh, man, what the heck?
Jerod Mayo, another SEC guy. When it comes to the differences with him this season, and I mean compared to Bill, not differences in Jerod, what were some of the things that were different out there? It seemed like you guys were, especially on defense, flying around. On offense, you had an edge as well. What were some of the differences that Jerod has brought to the table here now that we're a week in?
I mean, you know, he just understands us in a lot of ways too. I mean, he was in our shoes. He's, you know, he knows how to communicate with us. He knows the right things, you know, to say, but also just the scheduling and how things flow in a week. Just think he did a great job, and he's doing a great job of, you know, understanding us as players. You know, he's been here. He's also been a coach under Bill. So he's got a mixture of being a coach under Bill, but also, you know, being a player and being in our shoes. So he knows both sides of it.
All right. Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end on a Patriots Monday. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week, Hunter. Hunter, hopefully when you guys are 2-0.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.